absolutely phenomenal music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. It is Tuesday, and as you can guess, it's me and Tienis Janssen van Rensburg. He's here from Bandwidth Blog as we bring Tech Tuesday, or as I like to call it, Tech Talk with Tienis. Yeah, we like to talk about everything tech and science. And today, what are we chatting about today, Tienis?
Some more interesting artificial intelligence news with ChatGPT this week announcing that they have launched search capabilities, so live web searches through their ChatGPT bot, which is obviously aimed directly at taking on Google. Several weeks ago, we spoke about Google being in trouble as this monopoly, and yep. Google search might need to be, you know, somehow changed in how it's connected to the rest of the company. But now, I assume Google hoped this news came out a couple of months ago, because now there's going to be real competition.
For
Google search, and it could significantly change the landscape of web search.
Oh, that's very interesting. I remember you telling me that Google actually pays for it to be the primary sort of source for as a search engine.
Yeah.
And I wonder, how do you even step into that market and try and compete with what's basically a global giant?
Yeah, I mean, everybody is, you know, lots of people have tried. There's Bing from Microsoft that's kind of been there and thereabouts all these years and very small numbers. And then we've got DuckDuckGo, which a lot of people prefer to use. It's more private, but it's very, very niche market. But now with ChatGPT having millions and millions of users across the world, they could actually start posing some threat to Google search's dominance, because they are saying, they used to call it SearchGPT. It's now kind of a focused, specialized version of their GPT-4o model, which has been running for the paid services for a while. And they are saying that for the first, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, only their paid subscription members are going to have access to this brand new search function, but they're going to open it up to everybody. It's going to become free to use. And they're just using these 4 to 6 weeks to test and make sure that it works as expected. So very much like you can kind of ask ChatGPT certain questions about a topic.
Yes.
And they kind of make this a more generalized approach now with web search. So you still have an AI overview of an answer, but then it'll give you, you know, all of the sources. It'll give you all of the different websites that linked to that information. And hopefully it'll be just as quick and more reliable and can really compete with Google search. It's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds.
Well, I mean, like we spoke about before, they are actually a monopoly right now, and it's going to be interesting to see these two tussle.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you think that Google search revenue is almost $50 billion a year.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of money to be made if you can take just a 5 or 10% market share there. And that's obviously what ChatGPT, what OpenAI that built it, their first kind of port of call is just start chipping away. And every little bit's going to help. And they can turn that into a revenue stream, where their only revenue stream now is subscription services to ChatGPT and their various models. But if they can have a search that's available to everybody, they can start in ad revenue as well. That is essentially how all search engines work.
True.
It's going to be interesting the next 12 months. We should have updates every now and again, because ChatGPT like to share their data. They're quite open with results and these kind of things. Mm. So we should have some information about that towards the end of the year. Maybe every 2 or 3 months, they'll update us on what exactly they're seeing in their search results.
AI is providing us with drama yet again. We'll keep an eye out. And Tienis Janssen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog will keep us up to date, you know, according to the developments as they go along. We're going to have to return to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. I mean, it's what we're here for.